Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
I think I know where you're going, and it's pretty innovative.
And Jake, the fly ball is center. Harris is back. Harris at the track, looking up. It is gone! Jake Bowers with one of the at-bats of the year. His 23rd of the season.
Man, he's just off of that really cool stop in Pennsylvania, which we're going to get to in a second. But Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle right now is in the Big Apple getting ready for a big set against the Mets. Lane, good afternoon. What'd you do today?
I got out and about Central Park. I'll be honest with you. Today was a sleep-in day. Yesterday was quite a travel day. You know, we flew Saturday to New York after the second game of that Braves series, stayed in New York Saturday night, got up Sunday morning, flew to Williamsport, did the game, flew back last night to New York. And so there was a lot going on in the last 36 hours or so. So I got back to the room last night. I hit the pillow. I was asleep. I woke up. It was like 9:30, guys. Like, that's
wow.
I'm a father of four. 9:30 hasn't happened in a long time. Eastern time, right? So 8:30 on my clock.
Right.
Give myself some grace. But, got up, felt great. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was what I needed. And then got out and about. Central Park, you know, is always it's a must. So went out, did a little walking, did a little running, got a workout in, and that's kind of been it today. I mean, these off days are few and far between, so you don't overdo it. You try to use it to recharge a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great New York day. All right, talk about Pennsylvania. How cool was it to see our heroes with the little kids in Pennsylvania?
It was awesome. I mean, I thought it would be, and it delivered. I give Major League Baseball a lot of credit. I think they have, and they've been running this event since, 2017, so they have some experience with this particular event, but they have the amenities set up, I think, the best that they possibly can, considering how small of a little stadium that is, and trying to make it as comfortable as they can for the players. But, you know, right when we got there, we landed, and six of our players were off the plane and on a special bus riding to the Little League complex with the Little League baseball players, which was amazing for those guys, both sides, the Major League players and the Little League players, to be able to experience something like that. And then the rest of the team went over on another bus, and, you know, they're rock stars when they get to that facility. And I just think that it's such a cool thing for our sport, because this is a sport that you start playing at such a young age, that you share with your brothers and your fathers and your grandfathers, and everybody kind of thinks back to the origin of their baseball lives, and this is what it is. And so I had a chance to talk to quite a few of our players yesterday, and just, you know, Andrew Vaughn and I had a long conversation that we actually aired on the pregame show, and just seeing him appreciate the friendships, the relationships, the experiences he's had in the game of baseball prior to him ever getting to the big leagues. And kind of watching him walk himself through that and realize it in real time was very, very cool.
Lane, there's word that Woodruff does not need surgery. Is that a good sign to you?
Yeah, it's very good sign. It's, I don't know that it means a lot in terms of this year. We don't know, but it's certainly better than if he would have had to have the surgery, for sure. So, I think, you know, it's still a small chance that he pitches again this year for the Brewers, but the chance was zero about a week ago. And so even if it's 2% or 5%, or I don't know what the number is, But just that there might be a chance that he could pitch again, it's kind of cool. Could be a cool story, and we'll just kind of see where it goes. But, you know, I'm happy for him because I think this is a better outcome than if he would have had to have the surgery.
For sure. He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Enjoy the rest of your day off. You can have some dinner with some of the other guys. What are you doing?
Yeah, a little dinner tonight. In fact, when I hang up here, I'm in charge of trying to figure out where that dinner's going to be.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be, you know, we don't get too fancy. I mean, this is, you're in New York, you're probably going to do some pizza, let's be honest. So we'll see where we end up.
You're in a city with a lot of choices, that's for
sure. I know, I'm like Italian, let's do that.
There's a few restaurants around, so I'm sure we'll find something.
Have fun, Lane. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate it.